Thanks so much for joining us here on the Saturday morning as we get a chance to recap the Lebanon High School cross-country season. They had an outstanding year, kind of set some marks that hadn't been done before, and that's good to talk about. And so we're going to start off first with their coach, Sally West. And Coach West, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing very well. And you always bring along some great athletes. Who did you bring along with you today?
I have two senior captains with me today. For the guys, I have Aiden Frost. And for the ladies, I have Chloe Coyle.
Okay, and we'll visit with them coming up here in just a moment. But let's get your thoughts on the season that just wrapped up. Give me your thoughts. Just first of all, when you think back to this past year, what comes to mind?
Memorable. It's both teams had such outstanding seasons that I hope that they take away the memories that I took with it. So, I mean, just first-time records for things and just great leadership all the way around, and it was just a great year.
All right, so let's start off with the records. What were some of the things they did accomplish this year in that area?
Going in regular 5K season, our guys were they won five invites out of the seven, and their overall percentage was a 97.5 winning percentage for the year. They only lost to two teams. So they were started off the year with their second place in the Danville Holcomb Carum, and then we were right into the 5Ks, and they just kept on pushing each other, running in pack running. Both teams did. And so, and then on the conference, we've never had a boys and girls championship at the same year. So, you know, those are some things, and just the list goes on and on. So, I mean, we won the, we had five girls in the top 10 for first team. We had four guys in top 12 for the first team. I guess that, you know, they changed it up a couple of years ago. So 1 through 12 is your first team, and 13 through 24 is your second team. And all seven made first and second team for both sides.
Well, that's great. And then once we get into the state tournament, they did well there too, didn't they?
They did. Our girls team made it to regionals for the first time since 99, I believe it was, that to advance as a team. And we've always advanced pretty much, like last year we advanced five girls into regionals, but this year we went as a team, and that's the first time that's ever happened too. So for me, it's coaching, and then plus since 99, that's a good outcome. And our guys in the regionals finished the best placing that they finished in the history that I know of. I mean, in my record, I guess, for me coaching.
Yeah. Again, we're talking with Coach West here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Tell me about what it was about these two teams, the boys and girls, that you really got a lot out of them this year.
Leadership. Actually, they both teams, the senior classes on both sides did such an outstanding job to pull in those freshmen, and more family oriented. It's my goal every year is for each one of them to go away thinking that we're a big family, and you push each other every day. So I watch, even, you know, you pick your captains, but you want everybody on your team to be leaders. And this year, both sides did, on and off the course. So they just pulled each other and wanted each other to do their best every race.
All right, well, let's talk about the guys first, and tell me about the seniors that made up this year's team.
Well, I had 22 boys on the team, and 11 of them were seniors.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so we'll be a little scarce next year, but we'll still come back pretty strong, I think. We have a couple of freshmen coming in that will help the guys out. Going to have to do some more recruiting to get to fill in those 11 seniors. A couple of them were first-time runners, but, you know, you step out, try something new for the year, or anything new, especially cross country, it takes a lot of heart to try that. So, but yeah, 11 seniors, and out of my top seven, four consistently, maybe five, are all seniors.
What about on the girls' side?
Girls' side, I have three, and you know, two of them ran for me all 4 years, and Gracie ran for three, and both of those girls, my other two girls that have ran for me all 4 years, you know, each year they grew. Actually, Julia, who, and Chloe both, had just from the time they started with me until the way they finished, were just every year just improved every year, and then took their leadership role this year pretty serious.
Again, we're talking Lebanon High School Lebanon High School cross country here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. We've been joined first by Coach West. Coach West, anything else you want to add before we bring the athletes in?
Well, yeah, I guess I should give my percentage on my ladies, too. I gave out the guys'
okay.
percentage
yes,
on that. And on my ladies' side, they were 93.3% winning going into in regular 5K season into the tournament time. And, you know, every year you want success for both your teams. And in the past, last year, it was a little rocky. You know, you come back after COVID and little things opened up a little bit more. But they just, both teams just took roll this year. And, I couldn't be any prouder of them.
All right. Very good. Again, Coach West with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Let's go ahead and welcome in our student athletes and get their perspective on the season that just concluded. And let's begin with senior Chloe Coyle, member of the girls team and captain. Correct, Chloe?
Yes, sir.
So tell me about the responsibility of being a captain on a cross-country team. What's it mean?
Well, this is my second year being captain of the girls team. And it's really just like being there for your team, like mentally and physically, because the sport's very difficult and everybody has their bad days. So it's like fighting through yours and helping build your team up on theirs too.
All right. Why cross country for you?
It's just always been there. I love the team and I love the coaches.
Again, we're talking Lebanon High School cross country on this segment of the Coach's Corner. That's Chloe Coyle. Now let's welcome in Aiden Frost, senior of the boys team. Aiden, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing very well. So, being captain, were you captain?
I was captain this year, yeah.
All right. So, tell me about that, the responsibilities being captain on the guy's side.
Well, for me, being captain just means that I have the trust of my teammates and the trust of my coaches, and that means a lot. It's a big weight to carry. So that means every meet, I got to show up, do my best, not only for my coaches, not only for myself, but for my teammates. And that just means I got to put in the work during practice and help carry my fellow teammates to do the same thing.
All right. Why cross country for you?
Well, actually, cross country was my first choice. And if I did it over again, I don't know if it would be my choice again. But I did soccer for a while, and when that didn't work out, it was the next best thing. And the coaches, Coach Shelley, Coach Dale, they're the ones that kept me in this. And if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here. So,
again, we're talking Lebanon High School cross country here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Aiden, your goals, what did you want to accomplish for your senior year?
This year being my last year, I just wanted to go out with no regrets. I wanted to leave it all out there and do the best I could. Last year, I kind of had some challenges with sickness and COVID and all that. And this year, I wanted to have a real season, a full season that I did my best in and I didn't have any regrets. So.
And so, were you able to accomplish that?
I think so, yeah. I was very happy with this season. And with all my teammates and my coaches, it was a great year.
All right. Chloe, what about for you? What were some of your goals coming into this, your senior year?
Just to continue improving, really. Try and do the best I could and just be happy with my season, no matter what way it turned.
All right. Were you able to accomplish that?
I'd say so, yeah.
All right. Give me some highlights for you. What were some of the things you're happy about?
The freshman class, definitely. I got really close to our number one runner, Penny. She was one of the biggest highlights of my season. And then just getting closer with my juniors mainly and, like, the whole team aspect.
How are you a better runner?
A better runner? I dealt with my emotions more this year, I feel like. It wasn't as good as it could have been, but it's improved significantly since freshman year, I'd say.
Was that a distraction?
Very much so.
So how did you put that in its place?
A lot of help from Coach Shelley. a lot of help.
Yeah, yeah. Aiden, what did you accomplish this year you're most proud of?
This year I'm just proud that, number one, I finished. I wasn't going to come out this year, but with help from Coach Shelley and Coach Dill, I came out, and I'm just happy I finished. And also to qualify for semi-state, it was something that I was proud about, and it just meant that I gave my best that I could.
Tell me about that. What was that regional race like, and how long did it take you to find out that you were going on to the semi-state?
Well, that regional race, I came into it thinking, this is it. It's my last race, so might as well do the best I could. And so I did that, and I worked hard, and it was a hard race. It wasn't fun, and I struggled, but with the help of teammates, and of course, teammates and friends, family, coaches that were there to help support me, I was able to do the best I could. And sitting around at the finish line afterwards, when most people were telling me great job, good finish this season, but I had some teammates and some friends that came over and said that you qualified. And that feeling was awesome. It just felt great to know that I did something great like that and advanced.
Yeah. You weren't the only one that made to semi-state. Who also went along with you?
Teammate Marshall Royal. He had a great season. Amazing runner. He's got a bright future ahead of him.
All right. What do you think you'll miss from cross country?
I definitely think I'll miss the teammates. And of course, Coach Shelley and Coach Dale. Just a huge family, pretty much, what we had here.
All right. Clay, I want to ask you about what was a highlight running for you this year. You mentioned the team aspect, but what about competing? What was a highlight for you this year?
The highlight for me running-wise had to have been, like, mid-season for me is where I really topped off. Like, Brown County, those meets. I was just in my best headspace running-wise, and I was doing some of my best time work I ever have.
All right. What will you miss about running here at Lebanon?
Definitely the coaches and my teammates. Running itself is very difficult, but the teammates and the coaches make up for it significantly.
We've been talking Lebanon High School cross country here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. We began with head coach Shelley West, and you got a chance to hear from team members, Aiden Frost, senior, and Chloe Coyle, senior, and we congratulate them on an outstanding season. Wish them well in their future endeavors. We'll take a break and be back with more. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.